cuisine rules. If you don't mind me saying, you look like a savage, the Australian lady said at the Wellington dinner party. Are you by any chance a person who is ethnic? Said the marketing woman for tinned corned beef. Does she know what an ECG is? Asked the red-haired doctor when speaking about my mother who ran a hospital at the outpatients clinic. How the red-haired doctor treats an island woman at the clinic could be construed as culturally savage. At medical school, they try to teach them a doctor needs great people skills, like the host of a party, if they don't want unhappy clients with a beef based on treatment that framed them as ethnic. Another day, another night market, just what you want from ethnic communities who are often too fearful to present at a clinic. They sure know how to use spices with beef because cooking and colour is where they are not seen as savage. We welcome them to the party, the same way at a car crash we welcome a doctor. Did you say you are a doctor? Gosh, you have done well for a person who is ethnic. Your English is so good you'll fit in at the party, which in some ways is a bit like society's clinic, at times savage, not really the place for a beef. Have you tried the beef? It's very good, just what the doctor ordered when your hunger is savage. It's been made with skill by an ethnic person who is a doctor and works in a clinic who recently joined a political party. Isn't this the most divine room for a party? The designers won't have a beef. It's fun and chic, not a medical clinic. Our mix of guests includes a doctor who, as we like to mix it up, is ethnic, but not the least bit savage. There are times when savage thoughts emerge at a party and ethnic people have a legitimate beef, especially when working as a doctor at a clinic.